Hello, dental online trainers, and welcome to the Dental Online Training Sharecast. I am your host, Dr. Dennis Hartlieb. Each month, I'll be talking with dental experts who are doing amazing work in the world of dentistry and talk about how they got there, where they are today, and their influences and their journey in the world of dentistry. And as a bonus, I'll occasionally throw in a few of my solo bonding sharecasts, where I share a little with you about what's going on in my practice and lessons that I have learned along the way during my career. So tune in every other week to hear our latest episode. Well, happy new year and welcome back, dental online trainers, to our latest solo bonding sharecast, and welcome to 2024. Today, I wanted to share a few thoughts about staffing in this new age, building a team. You know, post-COVID, I think things are different, but please understand these are just my feelings, my thoughts. In the world, according to me, after owning dental practice for over 30 years. All right, let me tell you, I'm a University of Michigan alum, what we call a Wolverine. I did my undergrad and my dental education at University of Michigan. Now, if you follow college football, you'll know these are glorious days for Michigan fans. And as I record this episode, I say this as if I'm actually playing the games, we are a few days away for playing the Washington Huskies for a national championship. It has been over 25 years since Michigan has won a national championship in football, and recently we've fallen on some hard times, so we are especially eager for this game. Now, the reason I bring up Michigan, first of all, I always bring up Michigan, but the reason I'm bringing it up today in particular is that when I was in school, there was a legendary football coach, Bo Schembechler. In fact, I brought my favorite mug here. Here's my mug with Bo Schembechler's mug on the side. So if you're not familiar with Michigan football and not familiar with Bo, let me fill you in a little bit. Bo was old school for sure, tough as nails, known for throwing his headset on the sideline in disgust when referees missed a call or just openly chewing out one of his favorite players. But by and large, Bo's players loved playing for him. Bo had great energy and passion for his sport, much like what we have for dentistry in our practices. So Bo is known for giving these crazy inspirational speeches over his career, but there's one speech that has stood out to me and the one I want to talk about today, and it's simply called The Team. So this is preseason 1983. Bo is addressing his players, and as they prepare for the season and talk about winning the Big Ten championship, he tells them that they will come out superior. Regardless of who their opponents are, who the team they're playing, the skills of their opponents, because at Michigan, and only at Michigan, they will play as a team. Bo goes on to say, no man is more important than the team. No coach is more important than the team. He then says, the team, the team, the team. He says, we're going to believe in each other. We're not going to criticize each other. We're going to encourage each other. We're going to play as a team. I thought about this yesterday. We were having a team meeting, and we have several new team members. And I pose a question to them, and there's, I guess, 10 of us sitting around the room. And I said, raise your hand if you've ever been in an office, working in an office where the culture is bad, where you just didn't like going there. And every single person raised their hand. Because so often in today's world, and I don't know if it's just today's world, but so often, many of us, many of our team members, many of us, we lose sight of the team, and instead we start only considering ourselves, the me. This is the backside of the mug, the team, the team, the team. For those who are watching, for those who aren't watching, I just showed my mug, and on the front side is Bo, on the other side is the words, the team, the team, the team. Now, if you're watching, one of my favorite books I'm going to hold up, this is called The Advantage by Patrick Lencioni. This is a must read for any dentist that owns their practice or anyone who's striving to become a better leader. In a nutshell, Patrick Lencioni, and I won't do this book service by just giving this 3-second description, but in a nutshell, Patrick Lencioni describes winning teams by being able to eliminate the dysfunction by creating organizational health. And to me, that's like a healthy internal culture. And that is the description of The Advantage. So at our staff meeting yesterday, We go through our core values. We go through this at each of our staff meetings. We ask our team members to look at the core values and look upon the week that we had before us and cite an example of one of the core values that played out while we were working. So for instance, it could be, we believe in what we do. One of our core values is collaborative treatment. What we mean by collaborative treatment is that it's not just about what we think that needs to be done. It's working with other professionals, other specialists, working with endodontists, oral surgeons, periodontists, orthodontists, but also working with the patient, having the patient involved in what the treatment should be or what the treatment options are. And so one of the team members brought where they saw collaborative treatment planning, where we brought the patient into the conversation and the patient was able to work out what was going to be the best treatment from them. And then how we would be bringing in our specialists to help them with the treatment. So we do this at each of our team meetings. We would go through each of our core values and how did we see it play out during the week. I think this is critical for when you're working with culture in your practice to remind everyone from leadership all the way down to the newest team member what we stand for. Because if we don't know what we stand for, then we don't know why we're doing what we're doing. Why are we coming in, right? Are we coming in just to, you know, just to make money? Are we doing this just because we want to earn a living? Or are we doing this because we serve a greater purpose? So I encourage everyone out there, if you don't have your core values figured out, if you don't have them written down, if you're not sharing with them with your team, something you absolutely must do. If you don't have your mission statement written out, and if your team is not familiar with your mission statement, you need to put that out there so they know why we're doing what we're doing. It's not just about making money. It's about doing service for our patients, in our case. Other things that I think are essential for each individual practice and each individual team. My team at Dental Online Training, we simply would not exist if we didn't have such a great organization, that we didn't have all this incredible team members behind the scenes making us function. I mean, for an example, these podcasts simply would not exist without the time, energy, and creative skills of Luna. All of you who have taken our live virtual hands-on courses know these would not be possible without the incredible skills and commitment of Claire, who so many of you have come to love. And like my dental practice, without my partner's insight and guidance, I would have in no way been able to have the reach that I have today. So I'm going to leave you with this. What is your organizational culture? Do you believe in the team concept? And have you embraced this in your practice? Is it the me, me, me? That is so often the killer of our dental practices. And can you instill the team directive from Bo? Practice killers are things like gossip, people who are more worried about themselves and where they stand in the practice than helping their teammates get better. How do we help create a culture so that we have a team that's going to allow us to be able to do the best dentistry that we can, right? If I don't have a dental assistant that's committed to helping me be able to do the best dentistry that I can, then the dentistry I'm going to do is going to suffer. If I don't have an admin team that is scheduling appropriately and working with patients to be able to better understand the financial implications of their dentistry, if we don't have that, then we're not doing the dentistry. It's about all of us working as a team. My job on the team is to do the dentistry, but I need other team members that can make that dentistry better and make us successful in providing that dentistry. Well, listen, thank you for joining us. This is just a short little solo podcast, just a few thoughts as we start this new year. Looking forward to the national championship game and had me really excited to talk about the team. Until next time, thank you for listening, or if you're watching, I'm Dr. Dennis Hartlieb, yours for better dentistry, and go blue. Well, thanks so much for listening or viewing our Sharecast today. If you enjoy this and you want to get more information from Dental Online Training, then check us out at dothandson.com. That's one word, dothandson.com. Now, as a reminder, DOT has so many great opportunities for your learning. We have our Wind and Unwind webinars, where we engage real time with our speakers and our viewers. During these live webinars, we bring in leaders throughout the dental industry to help keep you up to date on materials, issues, and techniques that affect you and your practice. We also have our monthly morning coffee and donut mentorship sessions, where we review cases and issues with our participants and what's going on with their practices. We recently launched our DOT Study Club session, where our DOT members present treatment cases, we do lit reviews, and our members provide pearls they found in their practice to help us all bring greater treatment to our patients. Hey, if you love doing hands-on workshops, you're going to love our live virtual workshops, where our dental online trainers perform the same techniques that I'm doing with kits that we have shipped to them from the comfort of their own home or their office. DOT was the first to offer virtual hands-on learning, and our members just simply love these courses. And finally, we have an endless selection of our on-demand, pre-recorded hands-on technique courses to help you improve the clinical dentistry that you provide for your patients. So check us out on Instagram, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts at Dental Online Training. And you can follow me at HartleemDDS if you'd like to follow on Instagram. And hey, be sure to share this with your friends and colleagues who you think might benefit from this sharecast. And if you don't mind, leave us a 5-star review if you enjoyed our conversations. This podcast is edited by Luna Clark and includes original music by Chris Peterson. Again, thank you for listening. I'm Dr. Dennis Hartleeb, yours for better dentistry.